The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Food economist Kieran Fitzgerald is with us. Kieran, you believe there's an overemphasis on reducing cattle numbers in Ireland to battle emissions targets. Why is that?
Well, I suppose an overemphasis is a mild way of putting it. I think there's an absolute obsession, Matt, and I think every time there's a discussion about whether it's emissions or nitrates, the solution seems to be let's cull the cows. And my point is not just that this is frustrating and binary and tribal, but actually it's out of kilter what's happening in the global discussions around how do you balance the need to reduce emissions and feed the planet. And it's also out of kilter with the feedback that Irish food companies who export to 110 countries are getting directly from their customers. And yet that feedback, the positive feedback that food companies get from their customers in Ireland is dismissed because apparently you can't ever take anything that somebody who's an expert in the sector or works in the sector seriously. They're biased and prejudiced. So, like, there's just, we're totally, I suppose, out of kilter. And I'd say two things, Matt.
Sorry, what do you mean by out of kilter?
Well, because the discussion to actually deal with the balance required to reduce emissions from agriculture and feed meat world demand involves very soberly and pragmatically looking at demand for food and saying, as the World Food Organization submitted to the recent COP28, to say, well, actually, we see demand for dairy and meats globally going up by 23% over the next 15, 20 years, by 2050. We see that demand in particular coming from a doubling of demand in Africa, for instance. So there's real demand increasing for meat and dairy products. You know, the notion that because people publish pamphlets and various suggested diets that were plant-based, that changed everything dramatically, has not really had an impact. You know, there'll be 8 million tons of beef consumed in Europe this year. The point here, Matt, though, is that as well as looking at that demand, what the OECD and others have done is they've published information on emissions from agriculture. And because countries in the EU are constrained, countries in the USA, and, you know, there's a big move to constrain production in Ireland, emissions from agriculture are increasing quite dramatically. So in terms of the global challenge of reducing emissions while producing more food, where actually we have policy, particularly in Ireland, but, you know, not only in Ireland, that is going to have the opposite effect, where you'll see more and more meat and dairy products produced in countries where emissions are 3 and 4 and up to 20 times higher than they are in Ireland.
Okay, well, let me put that to Padraig Fogarty, who's an environmental campaigner. Padraig, is this pointless on our part to reduce the size of our cattle herd, have less output of beef and dairy at a time when other countries will only increase that to meet global demand?
No, it's not pointless at all, and I think it's not unusual to hear from promoters of heavy polluting industries, whatever they may be, to maintain the status quo, which is basically what is being argued for here. In Ireland, we have a very large population of farm animals, not just cows and cattle, but we also have 4 million sheep, we have 1.5 million pigs, we have tens of millions of chickens, so we have an outsized population of farm animals, and nearly all of our environmental problems, not just greenhouse gas emissions, are associated in one way or another with just the sheer volume of pollution that the land and the air and the water simply cannot absorb. So while I would agree that we have to have a more nuanced debate, it's not just about the numbers, it's about where the animals are, how the animals are managed, but it's impossible in my mind to see how we can address any of the serious environmental problems we have without reducing the farm animal population.
But how do we feed people if we do that?
So this, again, is not a particularly difficult thing. Meat and dairy products are luxury food items. Most people in the world, and certainly people who are struggling to feed themselves, are not reliant on meat and dairy products. They're reliant on grains and pulses and other plant-based things. I think really what the obsession that I have seen in this country over the last number of years is maintaining and even growing the output from the beef and dairy product. That is where the obsession lies. If we remove that obsession, I think we can have a very healthy farm and agriculture business, but one that is operating within the environmental limits that exist globally and nationally, and can actually be sustainable instead of the far unsustainable agriculture and food production model we have in Ireland at the moment.
Okay, your response to that, Kieran Fitzgerald?
Well, you know, with great respect, again, you know, I've been 14 years in the industry and I'm not a polluter or promoter of pollutants. And I think, you know, that's part of the nonsense that has been this narrative that, you know, it's tribal, it's yin and yang, and there can only be one winner, and that's real nonsense. What's needed is better balance. What's needed is an understanding and actually a commitment to the fact that, you know, we have in Teagasc a National Food Authority that has scientific information to show that we're not a particularly intensive producer of food in Ireland. If I take dairy, which is often announced as being, you know, incredibly intensive, Matt, the average herd in Ireland has gone from 56, yes, to 93. But, you know, right across the UK, the average dairy herd is 160 cows or more. It's 200 in Scotland. And they've long since gotten over the levels that we're talking about. So there's a lot of talk about intensity and overproduction. In effect, what we have is we have a competitive advantage, and we have a competitive advantage in sustainable food production. And what is happening in terms of world demand, and, you know, there is plenty of emerging demand for meat and dairy products, which is coming about because of overall evolution in economies, and people tend to move away from grains and pulses. What we have, you know, the grown-up adult approach to this requires that a balanced view is taken that says, can we, and this is what the FAO are saying, can we focus on two things? Can we reduce emissions from the production systems we have? And can we make sure, though, that in terms of future production, that the new emissions efficient technology is actually given to those countries, and that the countries who are most efficient, like Ireland in the case of dairy and meat, and New Zealand and others, that we look to those areas in terms of continued food production, because otherwise all you have is the fact that, despite what our friend says here, demand is increasing and so is global emissions, and that's okay. A lose-lose.
Well, Patrick Fogarty, and I want to go back to you, a point that was made by Kieran there about grains and pulses may be what majority of people eat, but there is a growing demand, particularly in countries like China and India, where more people are becoming more prosperous, for beef and dairy products, meat and dairy products. And that if they're not supplied out of Ireland, they're going to be supplied out of other countries like Brazil, where they don't actually have anything like the same standards on environmental outputs as we do. So why should Ireland cut back on what it supplies with due regard to environmental concerns to benefit those countries who simply don't give a damn?
Yeah, so a lot of talk there about the market demand for meat and dairy, and I think that's really what this is about. This is about expanding and continuing to expand market opportunities and basically make money. Very little talk about the very concrete environmental limits that we all live in. So demand is not a force of physics. Climate change and water pollution and extinction are all part of the natural sciences. We see what's happening. We see the baking heat that's in the United States and records being broken all over the world. We see Loch Ness turning green. We see the waters off the southwest of Ireland turning into a putrid mass of algae. These are things that scientists have been describing for a very long time.
Those are all true, but that's not answering the question that I put to you, which is, when you have that demand which you disdain, but it is there, and if we don't supply it in environmentally controlled manner, then the countries that don't give a damn about the environment will do it in our stead. What is the point of that?
So the first thing there is we are not doing it in an environmentally controlled manner. I would say environmentally our agricultural system is out of control. As for other countries, I would say every country on earth is having the same debate, looking at their neighbours, what about we shouldn't be doing anything because the people over there are doing nothing. We have that at every level, whether that's at national level or within industries or within communities. And the point that you seem to be making is that nobody wants to do anything. I would argue that there are lots of people who want to do something. We have to take collective action. The Paris Climate Agreement is an example of that. We have other collective agreements for biodiversity. Every country knows what it needs to do. Every country is having difficult discussions about protected industries and so-called traditions and market demand and all these kinds of things. But we know what we need to do. I think there's a lot of popular demand for actually having a cleaner country with reduced pollution, cleaner water, all these things, and healthier diets as well by reducing our meat consumption. So I think the path is very clear within legislation what we need to do. The food system in Ireland at the moment isn't even operating within the legal constraints that have been there for many years, and that absolutely has to be addressed.
All right, Padraig Fogarty, ecologist, Ciarán Fitzgerald, food economist, thank you.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper, weekdays from 4:30. Today.